coming up on the 38th episode of Emulate This.
We're going to be playing Legally Distinct video game Boulder Dash.
We're going to be discussing the ESRB rating system.
And then we'll review Doom 2.
All right, guys, let's get cracking.
Let's do it!
Yeah.
Episode number 38, boys.
38.
I know. We're climbing the episode ladder.
38 and feeling great.
Rory, how are you doing?
I'm great, as I just said.
Mike, how are you? Eric?
I've been having a lot of non-flashbacks.
Non-flashbacks?
It's ugly.
What's going on, man?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
All right. We'll leave that alone.
All right.
Save it for another day.
Thank you.
We have a jam-packed show. We're going to do, we're going to talk about the ESRB rating system. Right?
Yes.
We're going to review Doom 2 for DOS. You know, PC. Mm-hmm. It was for Mac. It's for a lot of platforms.
Yeah.
Great game.
It's been ported to everything.
Yeah, it's been ported. Yeah, pretty much everything out there.
I never played this game. I played the
Wait,
first.
Wait, growing up, you never played it?
I played the first
really?
One.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it like in the convent? Go ahead. Time's yours.
You're just so funny.
I know. Thank you.
And we're also.
I can't take. Hold on. I just want to talk about how funny Rory is.
Everybody, shut up. I'm getting a compliment.
And we have a new game.
You really believe that?
No, I'm not.
A new debut game that we're going to play. The Legally Distinct video game Boulder Dash.
Fucking right.
Also spelled different.
That's right. Yeah, we spelled it a different way.
Well, then in that case, it's not legally distinct.
Right, right. But there is no video game.
Boulder Dash.
It's our own game. It's ours. We own this.
Emulate this dash.
Emulate this dash.
Mm, there you go.
We should have discussed that before
That's
the show.
That's perfect. Yeah, we should have. We should talk about a lot of things before
we are
the show.
Shit at improvisation.
Could you tell we're just winging it?
We're just winging this.
Is it really obvious?
Oh, well, it's great to be back, guys. Before we get started on the rest of the show, why don't we go to the mailbag?
Well, we have a comment on Facebook. I don't remember his name now.
Oh,
shit.
What the fuck?
And I can't get online because Ryan shuts off his router.
No, it's on right now.
All right. Well,
you have access.
I'll tell you what. While Rory gives his response, I will look up his, I'll look up his name.
Rory, respond.
Well, let me get the, Jesus.
I'm ready.
Right.
We have to hear the,
everyone calm down.
He hasn't heard the question yet.
This gentleman on Facebook asked, did we forget to talk about NetPlay with the RetroPie?
Yes.
When we were talking about NetPlay, because we mentioned that we were going to talk about NetPlay with the RetroPie. And I don't know. Rory was just kind of being funny, so he didn't. What happened, Rory?
He's absolutely right. I believe his name is Ryan. Ryan. Also Ryan.
Oh, another Ryan.
Yes, another Ryan.
Two Ryans don't make a Ryan.
He's absolutely right. I accidentally never went back during the NetPlay episode.
Shame.
What happened was we got sidetracked talking about the PC emulation versions of NetPlay and never said we were going to go back to the Pi, and we never did. So he's 100% right. So here's the gist with NetPlay. The Pi does allow for NetPlay, but it is real shit.
Like, yeah.
It plays very poorly.
The Pi's like, not powerful. Way? Is it slow lagging. Or it lags? Or?
It's definitely lags and jumps.
Mm.
It's very jumpy. Now, it still uses RetroArch, which I have touted on that episode that RetroArch is the premier way to play. Mm. The problem is that the Pi is number one. It's made for LAN play, which means you're within the same network.
Right.
Which
okay.
is insane because like the games that it emulates didn't have internet. Like Super right. Nintendo, Nintendo, Genesis, Master System.
Right.
So that it's not like Xbox or PSN where like you would play remotely over the web.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can play the games on the same TV with your friend to begin with. So like LAN What's doesn't make sense. What's the
Unless you have two different TVs where.
Yeah, but only
so there's
like.
There's no screen watching.
Only a networked game like say Doom or Doom 2, which is four players actually. You can play four players at once on four different screens.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few games, but that's DOSBox, and I don't use DOSBox on RetroWars.
So it's a hardware limitation.
I believe it's a hardware limitation.
For the Pi.
His name was Ryan.
It was Ryan. I was correct.
And there's no way around it.
No, I have really? I have played NetPlay as the host and the client with LAN connections. With wired Ethernet connections. And when you play a non-LAN way, like through the web, it just skips and it jumps. It doesn't matter the game.
Okay.
All so right. it kind of sucks. It does work. Again, it's real wonky. Your best bet is to go back to the PC version. We use the Windows version.
Yeah, yeah.
And it plays great. So good point. Ryan, he had a helpful question.
Yeah.
And he made a valid point. So
I feel like Ryan's, we're keen. We always ask good questions,
We got a lot of good listeners.
That's right.
We really do. Yeah,
we do. Really absolutely. We should give him something that's not like a funny one. So,
okay. Fine.
We're going to call him.
Give him a high rank.
What was the last one? Oh, Secretary of the
Secretary of Education.
Of Education, yeah.
Let's call this guy.
That was Robert, right?
I don't remember.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll have to get my people on that.
Your subordinate?
My subordinate, yes. Jesus. Let's call this man the professor.
The professor.
Oh,
the
professor. Wow. Okay.
Professor Pierogi.
The professor.
The professor.
Right. Professor Ryan.
All right.
Professor Ryan.
I like that.
Yeah,
you
I like
that.
That. It's not
you,
man, but it's not you.
It's not
you.
Me. I'm not the professor.
You absolutely are not.
You don't come up with good professor. Questions like that. Yeah.
You're the guy that picks up the professor's laundry.
I don't know about that. All right, guys.
More of the
that was
that's the mailbag.
Good question.
We closing out. Well, that was very that technically a mailbag?
That was a Facebook post.
We'll count that as a mailbag. Let's get on to the Odyssey.
Let's do it.
There, I did it. A little sketchy, but I got it done. Oh boy!
Oh yeah.
I feel like once that happens, Ryan always has to go. Oh yeah.
He switches modes.
That's right. Let's swing over to Eric. What have you been playing?
So I'm still playing Horizon Zero Dawn, and I've been playing this game for like 40-50 hours now, and I thought by this time I would have been tired of it, but I'm not. It surprised me. I mean, I heard it was a good game, but it surprised me on account that this is like one of those games that when I get home from work, I get in the shower, I get out of the shower, and I'm on that motherfucker like right away. I'm addicted to it.
Right.
Yeah. It's just really good. The combat system's really good, which is always the most important thing in a game to me. The story is, like I said before, right. I can't get into the one part of the story. The other part of the story is opening up now about what happened with the previous civilization going extinct.
Okay.
And that's really interesting. That's picking up. And the enemies are getting bigger and crazier, and the elements that you use to kill them, like, you know, there's fire,
right,
freeze.
Right.
You're
getting away from the robots yet, or no?
No, it's mostly robots.
It's just gonna
you
be
do
robots.
Kill humans too, because you have to take over camps and shit, bandit camps.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big, big ass world. It's very similar to how a Far Cry game works.
Okay.
With opening up a map, it's just different ways to do it.
I believe you climb towers in this one too.
You do. It's actually a huge robot that walks around in a circle.
Around. Right.
So you gotta climb up to a building and jump on the robot, then get to the top of the robot, and that opens up the map, kind of like a lot of them do, like Assassin's Creed. You gotta climb the tower.
Yeah.
Synchronize and shit. But it's really good. I'm really into it. I'm definitely gonna finish it. I mean,
how much longer do you think you have?
Oh, I gotta be three quarters of the way through it.
Okay.
I can finish it real quick. I really don't have a lot of complaints about it. It is terrific. The only thing I would say, and they are gonna it's gonna be a continued franchise. They're sticking with it. They've already got plans for a sequel. They got the DLCs coming out soon.
Okay.
The only thing I would say, I like my RPGs a little less talky and a little more looty. If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I like there to be more shit for me. I'm a hoarder. Yeah. I'd like just pick everything up. I can't get enough loot.
Okay.
You know?
Is that on your Match.com profile?
It is, actually. It is. So, yeah, anyway, yeah. So, I'm digging this game a lot. So, I should be finished it soon, maybe by the next podcast.
Awesome.
We'll see.
Mike, how about you?
I have been playing DuckTales Remastered.
Woo.
Oh, the one that talks.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was it?
It's awesome. I finished it in one night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's the game that everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah.
It just looks awesome. Hand-drawn animation.
Oh, that's cool.
They brought back all the original voice actors for this.
How many people did that? Was it just like or two guys? You know what I mean? You know,
they do like multiple characters. Oh,
the voice acting?
Yeah, yeah. How many people actually?
I think Scrooge McDuck is one guy. Okay. I don't know who did all the other stuff.
Huh. That's my knowledge. It's almost the entire cast if they're alive.
That's pretty cool.
It's if you are a fan of the NES version and you're a fan of the show, I feel like it's a must play. It's real simple.
You don't have to get the key at the mine. Like, there's no across levels.
They fucking just like anything that, like, I think DuckTales is one of the best games on the system, the NES, but there's still some problems with it, you know, yeah, the key is kind of annoying. That's not in there. Yep. And you know what's great? Have you played it, Rory?
Yeah, beat it.
There's in the Amazon jungle.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember, but when you get up to that statue, and the statue says, pay me like $1 million, and then you pay them $1 million, and then there's like a platform that happens, and then you jump up to the vine. But you really don't have to do that in the NES version. You just wait for an enemy to come and jump up.
Okay.
So that statue kind of like fucks a lot of people where you're wasting a lot of money. Well, in this one, you can go down and you can hit it with your cane, and the statue breaks apart, and you get an achievement, and it's called settling a score.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool.
Which I thought was really
that's
funny.
Pretty cool.
That's yeah. Cool. The boss battles are, that's another complaint that I think I have it with the original NES. They're really easy. And they're pretty easy in this one too.
It's beautiful.
But it's a little more challenging. Rory's right. It is gorgeous looking. Mm. It's such a nice looking game.
Where like they're all rolling around. That's a very
yes. Nice. Even the one where you're fighting a statue and the platforms come out, all of a sudden you have to jump on platforms. If you're a fan of the NES game, play it. Mm-hmm. Again, it'll take you a couple hours to get through. I did play it on easy just because I wanted to see the game. You know, I was flogging through Earthbound for months, so I just wanted to play something real quick. Through.
So they did it right. They enhanced it.
They did it right. Yeah. The music sounds amazing.
Now,
the music sounds awesome. No, it's 360.
360, okay.
PS3. It's probably on PC too.
Okay.
I would highly, highly, highly recommend it if you're a fan of the original DuckTales. Highly recommend it.
Rory showed it to me one time. I haven't played it, but I did see it. You showed it to me.
Do you like the original?
Mm. I do, yeah.
I play it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good.
You have it.
I do. Yeah. I just never got
around to it. And the last level and the very first level are totally different. So it's more variety.
Oh, okay.
All the other levels, if you remember the levels from when you were a kid, they're the same. So that might be a complaint that some people might have, that it's basically the same thing. Like all the secrets are where they normally are.
Right.
You know, but highly recommend it.
I'll check that one out. Rory, how about you?
I've been playing Terraria. I think that's how you say it.
Oh, yeah. Terraria. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like Minecraft, but instead of first person switching with third person, it's like a 2D sprite.
Right.
So it's basically Minecraft with like more enemies and like boss fights.
Yeah.
And you can still craft stuff and you can explore. It's a good game. I have nothing really bad to say about it.
Yeah. Now, I played it for a little while. I can't remember. It's more about progression, though.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not like you're in the same box the whole time like Minecraft, and that's totally cool because that's the objective. There's actually an end to this game, right? Am I wrong? Or
I think it has an end. I haven't been playing it that long.
Okay.
I probably played it about 3 hours, but there are boss fights. Minecraft technically has like giant animals, like the giant dragon you can kill, but like it actually has boss fights. And it's not just about, it has like story. Minecraft has no story to the best of my knowledge. It has lore.
I don't think so.
Like about the Nether.
Name? Fred? What's the name, main character's name?
I think it's Fred.
Anyway, nobody cares.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Is there like a creative mode like Minecraft where you can just, you have everything? Or no, you have to work for everything in that game.
No, you just work.
Okay. All right.
But it's not about, it's a game about digging, not crafting, if that makes any more sense.
Yes.
It's more like Dig Dug in some ways, which is
I love Dig Dug.
Okay. Yeah.
So Terraria,
I love that game.
I've put enough into it. It's fun. I like it. I'll continue to play it.
I played a demo. I had it on 360 a while back and got the demo, but I never really did. So it was only the one level. It was cool. It was fun.
Yeah, it was. It didn't grab me for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I just not like Minecraft.
Well, I was playing Minecraft at the same time.
That's probably
you know what I mean. So it was kind of like I was used to Minecraft.
Too similar. Yeah.
Terraria. Yeah, it was more like of a toned down version. Mm. You know, but it's a neat game.
Mm.
It's a good time.
I recommend it. I'm going to keep playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go back to it. I'm going to try it again.
All right, guys. Well, I was playing. I played this week. I was going to play with Rory on NetPlay, but it's a game I forgot. I might have mentioned it last time we played. Rock and Roll Racing.
Yeah. Okay.
For the SNES.
It's four players. Oh, okay.
It is four players.
It is four players.
That's a game we played as kids.
I was thinking of what was that game, for whatever reason, when you said it, with Aerosmith?
Revolution X?
Yeah.
Well, is that what it was? Yeah. Was it something about a roller coaster or some shit? Am I remembering
I think
this
you're
one?
Mixing up a roller coaster, the Aerosmith roller coaster in Disney
and a video game.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. I had a moment there.
No. Rock and Roll Racing is the it's rock and roller coaster.
That's what the roller coaster. That's what it was. Just ignore me. I'm an idiot.
Rock and Roll
We're
Racing.
We're living on the edge.
It's like RC Pro-Am, but it's to legit licensed. You know, licensed music.
To quit.
Steppenwolf. Steppenwolf.
Black Sabbath.
Yes. Nice. Deep Purple.
Deep Purple.
Sounds really good.
It's a combat racing game.
Yeah, there's weapons.
It's futuristic. You can upgrade your vehicles. The only thing I don't like about Rock and Roll Racing is that, like, you have to do the same tracks on a B circuit and then an A circuit.
Yeah.
So they're all different, but, like, you spend a lot of time doing the same shit on the same planet.
Right.
And they could have easily just got rid of the A, B circuits and just had A.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's
more fun with more people when you're playing with somebody, though. I mean, the computer, it's kind of easy and it gradually gets harder. You have to upgrade your car. Like, you're allowed to race in higher ranked races with a shittier car. Yeah, so you really get fucked.
You're really going to get fucked.
You're not going to win.
You can't keep up.
Yeah.
You, by the third level, you need to have a very fast car that has good tight, good tight turning.
Yeah. Who's the announcer? Loudmouth Larry.
Loudmouth Larry.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. And actually, a funny thing, it has a cameo. It has Olaf from the Lost Vikings.
It does.
If you hold LR and start or something like that at the start screen, you can pick Olaf.
Is it Interplay?
It's Interplay.
Yeah, it's Interplay. That's right. That's why the music's so good.
Well, yeah.
It's Interplay. Great music.
Well, Interplay isn't part of Steppenwolf, right?
What? No, but they do a good job with the music. Just like Lost Vikings. It's quality.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
Well, yeah, right.
Well, they captured it well, but like, and they converted it into
I understand they weren't Steppenwolf.
Nobody there plays guitar.
Yeah, they're not in Steppenwolf.
Right. So that's what I've been playing. All right, guys, what do you say we get into the video game Legally Distinct Balderdash? Did I say that right, Rory?
Not at all.
No, I did not say that right.
Let's not play. Let's just go.
This is a brand new game. This is a brand new game. Similar to a game you might know as Balderdash.
But it's spelled different.
Right, it's spelled different.
Three L's.
Right. So basically, this game operates the same way. I have words.
Nobody has words like you.
Everyone says it.
That's right. And in, I'll give the clue. And then I need you guys to write down an answer. I have the real answer. We throw it in the pot. I read all the answers. Any of you that guesses the right answer gets 1 point. If somebody else guesses your answer, if you can bluff and somebody else guesses your answer, you get a point. We have 5 rounds, gentlemen.
Okay.
Are you guys ready to play?
I'm ready for this.
I have a
pen in my hand.
Me too.
Very nice pens. Gel pens, by the way. And remember to return your pens.
I would like
I just bought them. They were $4.75.
What is this, a 3D movie? We got to return the glasses?
Right, exactly.
I would like a felt pen.
Right, I was an
felt
issue.
Felt pen, a fucking magic marker.
I would like...
I was not issued a trapper keeper. I'm sorry.
A felt pen! Fucking magic marker.
Gentlemen.
Come on.
Yeah, the first clue.
Okay.
I'm looking for a person. Who is he? His name is Herman Smirch. Herman Smirch.
Okay. Who is Herman Smirch?
Be creative. How are the pens working out, by the way?
They're so nice and smooth.
I know. They are smooth, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I've had better.
They're bold, too. Bold.
All right.
That's right. All right.
We need to put our names on these, right?
You do. You need to write your names. And by the way, I'm going to try to keep a straight face, but we'll see what happens.
Too late. You're already fucking laughing.
I know.
This game is fucked. We're not ever playing this game again. I know it.
Right, let's get to the answers.
Yeah, let's get to the answers.
Here we go. Herman Smirch.
Herman Smirch.
Okay. All right, we have answer number one. A zookeeper from the second level of the Capcom game Animals.
Ooh. Mm. Wow. That is very specific.
Convincing.
Lead developer for Duke Nukem. Herman Smirch. Herman is a fisherman that was abducted by aliens.
No.
He is imprisoned and joins a resistance cell against his captors, jailers, to win his freedom.
Okay.
Herman Smirch.
Uh-huh.
An underpaid comic book store employee who summons an alien villain from a Game Boy. All right, gentlemen. What are you going with? That's all of them.
That's four of them?
Those are your choices right there.
Yeah, that's four of them.
That's your choices.
Okay, we'll go clockwise?
No, go to Rory first.
All right, Rory, you're first.
Herman Smirch is, he's a zookeeper.
Mike?
I'm going to go Duke Nukem.
Eric?
I'm going with the zookeeper, too.
The correct answer. An underpaid comic book store employee who summons an alien villain from a Game Boy.
No shit.
Absolutely. Where's he from? Absolutely. It's from an old Game Boy comic.
Wow.
I didn't really care that much, Ryan.
It's not in a game, but that's really
obscure. It's gaming related. All this shit is gaming related.
All right. Okay, all right.
Open up your minds.
Fair enough.
Second level.
Really going to have to reach.
All
right.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to mark down the scores right now, and then we're going to get to the second round. Get a pen.
Give him a pen. Christ. He gave us all pens. He doesn't have a pen.
We're looking at this Mickey Mouse operation.
Right. That's right. Two people get zookeeper,
and mine was the Duke Nukem.
Okay,
right. Nobody guessed yours. Here we go.
All right,
the second round in legally distinct video game Balderdash
with three L's.
And the word is wizard bonus.
Wizard bonus.
Wizard bonus. Another rock and roll racing song for your listening pleasure. I love the sound of scribbling.
Shut up. I'm trying to think.
Although gel pens, they don't make as much scribbling as like an old school pencil. There was more scribbling back in the 80s. All right, Mike's answer is in. Just a quick recap on the score. Mike has 2 points. Eric with one. Rory, null.
Well, I don't have any friends. So.
Thank you.
Rory's answer is in.
We should have sound effects when someone goes, puts their answer in.
Make mine a farm animal.
No.
All right, gentlemen, all answers are in.
All right.
Wizard bonus. An attack from the arcade game Spear Crush triggered by filling your mana bar 100%.
Convincing. Okay.
The feeling of sweet self-satisfaction that a wizard feels when he runs into people he went to high school with, but were not as successful as he is. Because he's a wizard.
Okay, Rory.
Yeah, right.
Wizard bonus. A reward only achievable by a pinball wizard. Wizard bonus. Wow. A secret bonus life up from Iron Sword, Wizards and Warriors.
I'm going to go with Wizards and Warriors.
I don't need to hear him again, that one.
All right.
I want to hear the last one.
A secret bonus life up from Iron Sword, Wizards and Warriors.
Yeah, I'm going with that one.
And the correct answer is a reward only achievable by a pinball wizard.
Wow.
Nobody got it.
Wow. What's that from?
It's from pinball machines. It's terminology.
Oh.
A wizard bonus is like a really high achievable score that only like a master can do.
Like well, that's pretty cool.
Damn,
actually,
yes. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Holy shit.
I like that one. A wizard bonus.
All right.
Bonus. Let's go play some pinball.
Man, let's get through the answer real quick. So, the score, Mike 4, Eric 2, Rory nothing. All right. I'm looking for what happened on this day. July 3rd, 1999. It has nothing to do with Prince.
Damn it. That was my first thought.
All right. Mike's answer's in. Rory's answer is in.
I wanted to be noted that my answer was in first this time.
You know what would have been funny if I gave you all you guys quills for dramatic effect. Dip them in the ink.
You're not putting ink wells anywhere near all this equipment. Insane.
Do you ever actually try and write with a quill? We had to do it like we went to Washington's Crossing for a school trip.
Yeah.
It's fucking hard to do.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You know, there's pens you can buy, but they're really expensive. You dip them in the ink.
Why?
I know. But apparently they're really good. Like, they use them to sign stuff.
I doubt it.
Like, it's like, it looks really cool when you sign things with it.
Uh-huh.
A lot of rich people do it, you know? They just dip it in the ink. But they're real fancy.
Rich
they're
people like, have people like me and you to write for them. What are you talking about?
You're right.
Whatever
they might use quill pens. I don't know.
I just, whatever pops in my head, I quill say. Pens.
Well, they're not quill pens anymore.
Oh, you don't?
I keep saying they're quill pens.
You don't use quill pens?
No, they're not like
felt?
Like a feather.
Felt pens.
No, something you dip in the ink. It's like a metal point.
A fountain pen?
Yeah.
That's not what a fountain pen is.
What's a fountain pen? All right, all the answers are in. Eric just handed in his answer. Let's get off the topic of pens. On July 3rd, 1999, Independence Day for the PlayStation was released. July 3rd, 1999, the death of Nigel Ford, voice actor of Sega Classic Games.
Oh, man.
Doom 3 was released on the original Xbox and PC. The first perfect score in Pac-Man.
Where are you going?
A lot of good answers there. A lot of good stuff.
That's a hard one.
I'm going to go with Nigel Died.
Wait, you said perfect score of Pac-Man? Is that what that...
Perfect score in Pac-Man.
I wasn't where the Pac-Man ended.
It might have like a kill screen, though.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go that one.
Okay, Mike's going with that. Eric.
So we got Pac-Man, Nigel, Doom 3, and what was the last one?
Independence Day for the PlayStation was released.
Welcome to Earth.
I'm going Pac-Man too.
All right, the answer is Pac-Man.
Hey!
Fuck.
Eric and Mike, with a point. Rory, I need your pen.
I get 2 points because Rory guessed mine about Nigel Ford, who doesn't exist.
Nigel.
Neither does Sega Classic Games.
Eric gets two. Mike gets one.
Nigel Ford does
not
exist.
All right, Mike is up. 5-4.
I got 2 points there.
Right, I give you 2 points.
Oh, you're the man, Rye.
So it's 5-4.
Not that I care about the score or anything.
Mike. I know you don't care about the score. It's all for fun with you.
Yeah, no, for me. Yeah, it's not competitive at all.
Right. You stole my pen again.
I'm looking at you, kid.
The next clue has to do with music. Dreams come true. Dreams come true.
That's it? Is dreams come true?
Dreams come true.
That's all we get?
That's all you get.
What the fuck?
And Mike's answer is in.
Well, I'm a mushroom cloud laying motherfucker, motherfucker.
Well, I don't have any friends. So.
Rory's answer is in.
I have a friend. My dog. Dog's my friend.
Rory, you need some points, man. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Dreams Come True, title track from the game Barbie's Dream Maker.
Oh, man.
What?
That's a good one.
Dreams Come True, original motto Jesus for the Sony PlayStation.
Artisan?
Well, I guess it isn't Scrap that one since you don't even release. Know what that word is. I guess it's not that one, huh? It's all right. I can take the hit.
Oh, fucking hell. Shall I read it again?
No, I don't think you need to. I think we just go to the next one, please.
Moto.
Hello, Moto.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I know.
Dreams
None
come
of
true.
Us do.
The band that wrote the music for Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Dreams Come True. A piece written by Hans Groban for the hit Disney game Aladdin on Genesis.
Ooh.
Would you like to hear any again?
No.
I would like to hear something called Mewtwo.
Mewtwo?
Mewtwo?
The Mewtwo?
I said Moto.
Moto.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the...
That was too big a word for you. I shouldn't have wrote that on there.
No. Is it... What was it? Sonic? The band who wrote the music for Sonic?
The band that wrote the music for Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'll go that one.
Rory.
What was the first one?
Did we go to Eric yet?
No, I didn't go yet. I'm going with the... Give me Barbie.
Barbie, Sonic, Aladdin.
Right.
And Moto.
And Moto. Let's go with Barbie.
Mike got the answer right.
Oh!
The band that wrote the music for Sonic the Hedgehog, the original
And
composers.
Also, are you Barbie also?
I am also That's, Barbie.
That is a lot of points for Mike there. Thanks a lot, by the way, Ryan. Motto. M-O-T-T-O.
I thought the one was a J
Motto.
At first. What was the J at
yeah,
first?
Yeah,
like,
Majto.
It looked like
M-O-T-J-O. Yeah,
I was like...
Because
Moto,
Ryan speaks Japanese.
You rigged, the whole thing's rigged.
Oh, my God. Rory, give me your pen.
You sabotaged me, Ryan.
Jeez. All right, how many points did Mike get on that
Fucking
one?
Three.
Too many.
Did
how
many?
You got the answer
I got
right.
the answer
That's
right.
two. And
no,
then
you
Rory
one
and
for
I
an
both
answer.
Guessed Barbie.
Yeah, you get
oh,
one for the answer.
Oh, so three.
Three points.
Three. Mike can't lose.
Eric, you have four.
Yeah.
And Rory, you have nothing.
Yeah, let's just quit.
I'm going to get
I quit.
We're going to play the last round anyway.
I don't think we
I need
should.
A pen.
Fuck it.
Oh, here's your pen.
Give me the fucking pen.
The fucking pen.
Stop throwing it on the freaking Pro XL.
We finish the games that we play.
You're going to short it out.
For the last round.
For the win.
I need a plot. What is the game? The name is Boonga Boonga. Another great track from Rock and Roll Racing. Quick recap on the score. Rory with nothing. Mike with 8. Eric with 4. Mike's got it locked up.
Unless I get it actually right, and they both guess my game,
it's
then
tied.
We tie,
yeah,
which is
so you still have
which
a window.
Is actually, impossible because I have no idea what Boonga Boonga is.
I'm not sure if this game's a total debacle or what.
We'll have to hear the final product.
We're gonna have to hear it.
If all else fails, you'll just leave in Moto, and we'll move on from there.
Yeah.
Again,
Moto,
and I'll even turn in my pen early.
All right. Well,
I have Rory's pen. He no longer needs his pen.
I told you I have a dog.
Rory's answer is in. Still waiting on Eric.
Waiting on Motto over there.
Eric has a shot still.
I'm
still
like,
in this.
I'm going to pick like 15 big words just to hear, see if you know what they are. Just to fuck you
up. You bastard.
Make sure you spell them phonetically.
The biggest words, the best words.
Actually, that is spelled phonetically. I don't know how you fuck up Motto, dude.
I thought one of them was a J. Right.
So then it would be Majo.
Whatever. Moto. Okay, you ready? Boonga Boonga. You are a explorer last in the jungle, being pursued by a giant angry gorilla. What the hell did I just say?
You just blanked out there, bro. You're just staring.
You are a explorer lost in the jungle.
Oh my fucking god.
Lost in the jungle. It looks like
Brian, put the card down. Just go to the next card.
It looks like last.
Brian, put the card away.
Dude, I'm going to pass around the card. It looks like last. Boonga boonga. I win, you fucknuts.
Fuck you, Mike.
Boonga boonga. An ass-fingering arcade from South Korea.
An ass-fingering arcade?
Boonga nice. Boonga. A caveman simulator rumored...
That one. You don't have to read it. It's that one.
What's that word?
You can't even read your own writing? This is the right one,
no,
isn't
this
it?
This one's mine.
A caveman
mine.
Simulator.
What's that word? Don't tell me you can't read that word.
I honestly cannot
read that card. Give me that card.
Give me that card. Removed.
Michael, read this. Tell me you can't read that.
I cannot read that word.
A caveman simulator removed from arcades because
didn't
the clubbing and kidnapping of women.
I said removed.
No, you said...
You said remorse.
No,
said
I said removed.
Else. No, you said...
I said removed.
Oh, I thought I heard remorse.
And everybody started cracking up.
No, you could because you couldn't read the word. Did I write it incorrectly?
I read...
It's
I
a
read,
little sloppy.
I read
sloppy?
Removed.
It's a little sloppy.
I read removed.
Oh, my God. What a debacle.
Did you write remorse?
No, it's removed.
It's removed. Is that, did you read it as remorse?
I read removed.
Go back on the tape.
We'll go back to the tape.
Who cares? What a travesty.
Do you want to know what the answer is?
No.
Is it Korea?
We're going to get to the answer.
It's a finger, ass fingering.
It's an ass fingering arcade from South Korea.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Wow. Did you read about that? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah,
that
would be
the best part of this
game. Anyway, this arcade, okay, it had a prosthetic ass on it.
Holy
with a,
shit.
With like a fake finger.
What?
And you would finger the asshole. It was put out in 2000, and it was a big hit in Japan and Tokyo.
That sounds
that
about
figures.
Right.
Finger.
I don't know. But it's called like
I think it's sexual. It's basically
knuckles.
Basically, the gist of it is
stink fist.
You distract someone, and you stick two fingers up their ass.
Oh, what? That,
it's like a
what?
Real thing. So they decide to make an arcade of it.
Sure.
I'm serious. I
believe
about
you.
It.
Oh
I believe
my God.
You. Yeah,
that's
I read
that's
about
just a whole different way of life there.
That's perverse.
I mean, I saw it on the internet.
Who's hungry?
Yeah, right? I want chicken.
Yeah. So that concludes the game.
How about
I
that?
Win. It was a landslide. Mike won.
Jesus Christ.
Rory, sorry you couldn't be here. And Eric.
Yeah, you fucked me twice,
you know.
Cuz.
Well, next time bring a typewriter so I can read this.
Holy shit.
That was good.
Fucking hell. All right, guys. So let's get on to the main discussion. We're going to talk about the Entertainment Software Rating Board, otherwise known as the ESRB.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of them.
Is that a band?
No, the ESRB, what it does, it was a way to keep, I guess, kids from buying games, going to Toys R Us and stores like that, and just purchasing games with their allowance money. It was a way to, you know, just keep the adult-oriented games out of the children's hands.
Right.
Right.
Because Joe Lieberman's a dick.
Right.
Basically.
Well, it's kind of funny because games at that time, I don't think it's part of it is like everything in olden days is considered tame by our standards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Like, I think it was indecent exposure if you didn't have like a one piece bathing suit that was literally like wearing a fully clothed outfit with like long sleeves and long.
Yeah.
Like long pants. Like that was indecent.
It was full on public nudity.
Yeah. Like in the '20s. Mm-hmm. And like now that's like, it's so bizarre. But like, I don't think the old video games of like our childhood, like 8 and 16 bit are actually graphic at all.
No. To an extent. Not comparably.
No.
It just got
but
more realistic.
But when a marker
weird,
game
like,
came
there's,
out.
There's some like content in certain games that obviously don't look real that are questionable. Yeah, I mean, we never saw any of that. Like, we didn't play, but like, you know, you had Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right.
Where you were killing the girls. You were like Leatherface, and that was kind of fucked up.
The target.
But for the, yeah, I mean.
But it didn't look real enough.
It didn't look real enough. Who played it?
Right. Until Mortal Kombat.
Right. And it started to look real, and it was brutal with the blood.
Yeah,
and,
right. The fatalities.
And then the Night Trap thing was actually, you know, hardly anybody played it, but there was the commercials, and I think that was like the first game or the first noticeable game that had like live action.
Yeah, yeah.
And before parents were like, whatever, it's a video game. You know, how bad can it be? Just throw it at them, and never pay attention. But when they saw the live action, and now the girls in the game aren't even half naked.
No.
I mean, they're not, I mean, they're, the one girl has like a short skirt on a little bit and that's it. But the mother saw that and went, oh my God, they're practically having sex.
Yeah,
so. That's what got the whole discussion going.
Exactly. And for people too young to know, that weren't really around that time and were gaming at that time, mm-hmm. Games like Mortal Kombat and Night Trap, it was a big story. Like, this was the stuff on the news at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Right.
That, what are your kids playing?
I mean, I was pretty young, I was like 12 or 13 when Mortal Kombat came out, and that was a big, like, I remember hearing about how this was a fucked up game. Yeah.
Well, Genesis was black and white, but there was a code, the blood code.
Right.
You know, I don't know if that blood code did a lot to make it more I guess it did. Mm-hmm. It kind of hit like another level just by changing the gray red. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But it was. It was a huge story back then.
Right.
I mean, GTA now is over the top.
Right.
But back then, everyone was too worried about what would this do? What's it going to do to the poor children?
Right.
The majority of games nowadays are not marketed to children. Like, they're marketed to people, like, in the college age.
Yeah.
They're not really. I mean, there are some exceptions, but most games are made for a more mature audience. I think the average gamer age now, you'd think it would be consistent, regardless of, like, the generation. It's actually older. It's like 32. It's our age. Yeah. I think it's roughly 32, our age, a little 31. Younger.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's more accepted.
Yeah.
Games now become movies, where it's like, if a movie's rated R, it's like, so what? It's rated R.
Most games.
Games are kind of like the same way now.
Movies are pretty bad.
Like, yeah.
Right. But my point is that it's acceptable for a movie to be really graphic. Just like now it's acceptable for games to be really graphic.
I guess the difference what people think, though, when you're watching a movie and, you know, you're watching somebody get killed.
Right.
That's different versus when you're playing the game and you're shooting somebody.
Yeah.
And then even when you're playing, I mean, you play Red Dead or GTA, and you can put crosshairs on a guy's head or his balls, or like, you can shoot him wherever you want.
Yeah, that's more impact.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I don't buy into the whole the video games make you violent by playing them.
No.
And there's plenty of studies to prove again.
Yes.
Right. I was born that way. I'm against any, now I don't have children. I'm against any censorship.
Not that you know of.
Not that I know of. That's right. Nobody's come for money yet.
Not that you love.
Right. There you go.
That's true. They don't count if you don't love her.
That's true. Anyway, I'm against any type of censorship in any medium, in any capacity. And that's probably because I don't have kids. But I'd hate to see that, an artist or a developer would have to gimp their game in any way because a ratings board said they had to.
Right.
So you know that there is an adult only rating, which you don't really see except for like legitimate like porn games. And the reason for that is they have to tame it down to the level where they're not, it's like a kiss of death to get the adult only, where they can get it down to mature.
NC-17 cannot be carried in most theaters.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, I hate that it even exists, but the fact that it has to exist, I'm glad that the government has nothing to do with it. Because can you imagine how bad they would fuck it up?
Well, the government probably couldn't keep up. There's so much stuff coming out all the time. They probably couldn't be involved in it.
So,
They have better things to do.
Well, not only that, but like there's just not enough people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to be outsourced to a committee.
Right. I mean, so that's interesting. I'm sorry, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, I have kids, and I feel like it would just be my job as a parent
to do it yourself.
To do it myself.
Yeah.
And if I don't want my kid playing Red Dead Redemption, well, then you're going to have to wait to play Red Dead Redemption.
Right.
You know? Right. Just like watching a movie.
Right. So the best solution came out of it, as far as I'm concerned. The ESRB is made of the biggest game senior executives of the biggest game publishers.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, for instance, the last 2 years, I don't know whether he still is or not, but the CEO of Take-Two was the chairman of the board of the ESRB.
Mm-hmm.
Take-Two owns Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
Okay, Spec Ops. Yeah. They made that. Okay, BioShock, where you kill little girls or steal their souls.
Yeah.
So,
if you're a maniac, yeah.
Well, if you're sick, like Mike.
Yeah.
If you've
and it's got, almost like if you got no soul, that something like that exists.
It's the same thing with the Movie Picture Association of America.
MPAA.
Is Sony, Paramount. Uh-huh. That's who's on the board of that stuff. And they're the ones who decide the ratings. So if we have to have it.
Self-governed.
Right. If we have to have it, I'm glad that it's them doing it instead of the fucking government.
A senator.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who also probably doesn't even give a shit about
no.
the art.
No. Who doesn't play video
games?
That's
what it is.
Right. Anything,
right. You know what I mean? You're like, you're censoring, right. Like you said it earlier, you're censoring art, and that's, right. Yeah.
And fuck you for that.
Yeah. You almost can't, you can't punish the artists and the creators for technology, because technology is getting better. Games are getting more realistic.
But at least because of the ESRB, designers can make their, they might be a little more free. I mean, Nintendo had such a strict policy.
Yeah.
Back in the day that they took fucking anything out. Whether it was violence, religious comments, anything.
And you think that's one of the things that really hurt Nintendo.
Well, right. Well, talk about censorship. I mean, they just went across the board, censored everything. At least with a rating system, you might get an M on your game, but you were able to put, the designer might have been able to put whatever he wanted in there. Wanted in there.
Right.
And that is, that's at least a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Australia's the worst.
There are a lot.
They are crazy.
Pegley or something like that.
I don't know what they're called, but some of the games and some of the reasons that they banned games there, just outright banned games. Like there was one more, one of the Mortal Kombat's, I think it came out in 2011. Like they were like, don't even try and fix it. Fuck you. We this isn't going to release in Australia
totally
at all.
Totally wiped it off.
Wow. Yeah. They're really like, which is funny because you think of them like a free country, kind of like us. Not that everyone's free. That's a lot.
You would figure that they'd have more European sensibilities where they wouldn't be like
Western, right.
Not just Western, but more like here in America, we're very prudent on a lot of shit. Where in Europe, they're
right.
not.
Right. Yes.
And you figure Australia would be more in that bucket than America, but they're even worse than America, which is odd.
Yeah, you can blow people's faces off in video games, but heaven forbid you saw a titty. You know,
we got
our priorities a little screwed up here. I think
titties are good. It is funny what that's some people find offensive.
Right.
You know, on other. You know. Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Going back to GTA, the first GTA was an overhead, okay, but it was still violent. Mm-hmm. The idea was violent,
right?
Even though it didn't look like real life. Sure. I mean, it wasn't like
graphic.
I mean,
sure.
In having that time, a game named after a felony, also
exactly. You know, cops are getting shot in the game.
The objective
now
is to commit felonies.
Assault and battery, Bob. Yeah. Can I have assault and battery for Christmas? What?
It wasn't like a goofy cartoon. It was all turning into like a simulator. Not that it was, but.
Right.
It was getting a little too close for comfort for some people, I guess.
So you look at some games like that, and you look at games like let's say Super C, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Super C here, you shot other people, like humans.
Right.
Probotector, the European version, you shoot robots and aliens.
Right, but at that time, there was no rating, even though they didn't like that. But from the standpoint of like kids growing up, we grew up in that time. We've grown up with video games. All of us.
Yeah, we've seen the beginning. Yeah. Right, exactly. I don't feel the need to go out and kill people.
I don't think I've ever.
Did your parents actually take the recommendations of the ESRB, being like, this game is not for.
Never. So
my father would have been like, I'd be surprised if this game wasn't the highest possible rating before they wouldn't let you sell it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, they took it to the very limit.
But by the time the ESRB came around, I mean, how old were you? You were like 13 or 14.
Right, probably.
Yeah, 92. So I mean, your parents didn't give a shit then.
Mm-mm.
It would have been a different story if you were maybe like 6 or 7.
They're not really even your parents, right? Support us.
Well, I mean, I can say if my kid, I mean, they're babies now, but if my kid went out and wanted to buy a game that was M and, you know, she was 7.
Like, you would go, hey.
I'd be like, well, no.
Probably.
Yeah.
The new GTA. Let's
what
say
if
this
she
new
slipped
Grand
you a couple of bucks? Come on.
Right.
A couple of bucks.
Because some of the stuff.
How about some more mac and cheese?
Yeah, Dad, turn around.
Games are marketed towards us because we're older. But there are games that are kind of on the level. And Mike's right. It's about you being a parent.
Yeah, that's
not,
what the rating is for.
It's not about asking your kid what labels on the game.
Because your parents aren't going to play every fucking game.
Right.
So
they probably won't play
It's at least a good guiding point
for
parents.
I mean,
that don't play games.
No, because, well, especially Call of Duty, like, the guy gets shot and he falls over and dies. It's not like blood squirting out of him and he's writhing in pain. I mean, it's pretty mild as far as death goes.
Right.
You know. But the violence in video games, that's bullshit. I mean, recently, the most recent study I could find was on March 8th of this year. Dr. Gregor Sizek, I don't know, I'm probably butchering that, of the Hanover Medical School, did a study and found that people who play violent games long-term show no differences in measures of aggression and empathy than non-gamers.
No, of course not.
So, and there were two other studies that were...
And I would be surprised if it was the opposite. I'd be like, really?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, well, that's funny because there were two studies that were linked to violent video games and real-life violence. And they were also retracted this year in April, okay, a month later.
Were they good games? Maybe we should play them.
Yeah, what are they?
Did I say games?
Did you say games?
No, I said studies that linked violent video games and real life violence were retracted.
What were the violent games? I'd like to play them.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like
bit of the old ultraviolence.
I feel like that. Ultraviolence, yes. Two men enter, one man leave. I feel like saying that my game is really violent is a selling point. It's not a detraction.
Right. Exactly. Right.
You know what I mean? Sure. I hear that and I go, I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening. What do you got? Robots? Dinosaurs? I'm listening. Okay.
Right.
Well, seriously.
Yeah, all this bullshit is because of soccer moms. All the censorship in the world is because of fucking soccer moms. You can thank them for this.
Mm.
I mean, there are games that are really fun to play.
Sure.
Like Mario Party.
Of course.
Mario Kart.
Yeah.
But without violence.
Why
Well, I mean, that is true. I mean,
violence is
Mario, I mean, genre. He is stepping on a thing. I mean, itself is a violent act.
And where do you draw the line, you know?
Well, right. You can get nuts. Mm-hmm. You can really honestly get nuts with it.
Right. I agree. It
takes drugs, too.
But if you think about some of the games like we played, like you were destroying things that didn't exist. In Mega Man, they were robots. Big deal.
Yeah.
In Castlevania, they were monsters.
Right.
In Mario, they were fictitious things that didn't happen. They weren't around.
They were reptiles and sentient mushrooms.
That's right.
You know,
turtles
so,
that fly.
And then all of a sudden, right, yeah. And then,
and what ratings did like Sunset Riders get? I don't know. Sunset Riders. You're shooting other people. You're running around your cowboys.
I don't think
T for teen. There's no blood. I don't know.
Like, why wasn't that?
Was the when did the system happen?
That might have been 94.
I don't think it's legit, other than if they have no choice. I think they would put most things as teen or whatever is allowed to get the highest market share, unless it's obvious that you can't do that. Like Mortal Kombat X or one of the newer ones, that's going to have to be rated mature. But ideally, if since they control this, you know, the ratings, I would think that they try to have it as low as possible to maximize the profits and the market.
Right, right.
It's my understanding that some stores, I don't know if it's a law, but some stores will not sell to children if they suspect that they're not matching the age of the rating.
Right, and it's funny that they don't have...
I think it's a policy, but it's not like
the
law.
But you're right, exactly. It's not a universal... It's almost like... Well, why make it? I guess it's just for the parents to see, but are they really looking at the M on the back?
Anything that shuts my kid up for more than a continuous hour, I'm happy. All right? Like, they can have whatever they need.
Yeah, there's no universal rule for it.
Yeah, I agree.
All stores don't have to even stop. They could sell Grand Theft Auto to an 11-year-old.
Right.
You know, there's no law saying they can't.
No, there's not.
Also, Amazon.
I don't think they care.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, right. They could buy him for on Xbox Live.
Well, yeah,
any
they have to have a credit card.
Right.
There's a lot more violent shit in the fucking Bible than there are in video games.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Bible games. I've never played it, but...
I played it just to torture myself
any violence?
For a while. In the Bible game?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Isn't that the one where you
just
like
jump
animals?
On clouds? Yes.
You have to, like,
you stack animals, yes.
And put them
you
in the ark.
You pick up like pages of the Bible and shit. Get a good story.
You never sunk your teeth into that one, Rory.
I think we could be playing that tonight.
That sounds like a Saturday night thing. Yeah,
yeah,
it does.
That's Sunday morning.
Yeah. Is it multiplayer?
Jack Daniels and Bible games.
Must be Jesus. It'll be Moses.
No, it's not.
Oh no.
No.
All
right. No. It's not Jesus and the Family Stone.
Yeah, but the ESRB. I don't know. It's a facade.
Yeah, it sucks that it even has to exist, but it's all.
It's just to make some people happy that.
Yeah, soccer moms. They got nothing else to worry about.
Right, exactly.
Their lives are so perfect and everything's great.
Meanwhile,
all they have to worry about is the video games being too violent for their children.
Or their kids getting addicted to painkillers.
Well, that too.
Yeah. There's that, yeah.
You had to go there.
Put an ESRB rating on on medication.
Yeah, on medication. Yeah, heroin.
Well, games get banned in Australia.
Simvastatin is rated T for teens.
Bring on the violence.
Yeah, of course.
I can't wait for the new Red Dead, which, you know, we talked about it a while back. Got delayed again.
Got pushed back.
Total horseshit. Won't be out till what, the fall? Or no, spring. Next spring.
2018.
Until they're saying,
April 2018.
Until the fall, right?
It was supposed to be the fall.
No, what I'm saying is they have spring, and then they'll push it back to the fall.
The next fall?
Mm-hmm.
You
watch
think?
Probably.
A whole other year, dude?
Watch
it. It better not.
I don't know. Who knows?
I think summer. Summer 2018. It comes out.
Kind
of this is only the first delay. Are you kidding? This is just the beginning of the delay.
Oh, you think it's going to go longer?
Oh, yeah. I think summer. Rory's really depressing me with the fall of 2018.
Oh, my God.
That's over a year from now.
We might be dead by that point.
No, there's no way.
I don't know.
I think a year from now.
What do they have? What do they have to rush for? Nothing.
Yeah, they got more. They could all be like,
let's take off August.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Not buy it?
They're still milking people to death on Grand Theft Auto Online.
Yeah, they don't need.
That's gross.
They don't need anything.
No.
They don't need us.
All right, guys, time for the review of Doom 2. You guys ready for this one?
Let's do it.
Let's all right. do it.
Let's doom it.
Let's doom it.
God.
Two.
That was a dad joke there. You are a dad. That was such a dad joke.
Terrible.
All right, Doom 2, Hell on Earth, the great game from ID Software. It came out in 1994 on DOS, 1995 on Mac.
Is it an id?
Id? ID Software?
It's not ID. I thought it was id.
Oh, it's ID Software.
ID Software.
Id? Id is... Why would,
like,
why
I got
would it be id?
By Pearl Jam?
No, that's like Freud.
I thought it was id.
The id.
Not ID.
We should talk about this
son of a
longer.
Bitch.
No,
we should have done
seriously,
this
though, because
earlier.
Why would it be id? It's got to be ID Software. It's got to be ID.
I think it's id.
ID.
The animal side of
you people. Can email us
they
at emulate
about
this outlook and let us know
before they call themselves id.
This is embarrassing.
Anyway.
I have no idea.
This game, Doom 2, part of my childhood.
Absolutely.
Rory and I played a shit out of this game.
I still awesome. Play it.
Yeah, I do
I'm
too.
I'm still down to play Doom 2 or a mod of Doom 2
yes.
or Doom 1.
We played it back in the day on DOS. Mm. When did you guys play this game for the first time?
I played it back in the day on DOS.
All right.
I played it online with my buddy Scotty.
Mm-hmm. We've
been playing games online ever since.
Nice.
Duke Nukem was big for us back then.
Duke Nukem was a big one.
Yeah.
Mike,
Blood.
How about you?
Remember that game, Blood?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, no shit.
One whole unit.
Mm. I've never played Doom 2. I played the first one, so that's the first
okay.
time I've
well,
played
if you
those.
Played the first one, you get that's, the gist yeah, of the second similar. One. Yeah. Pretty much, it's a larger game. The levels are larger because
mm-hmm.
they had more capability on the newer computers.
Mm-hmm.
One new weapon with double barrel shotgun.
Yep.
Old Betsy. Favorite.
Yeah.
Old
it's
Betsy.
A super shotgun.
You're damn
right. They call it super shotgun?
The
double barrel?
Do they call it the super
I think
shotgun?
They think it is.
I always think of the double. I just call it the double barrel.
Oh, yeah. Same thing, yeah.
Anyone who played Doom,
I never saw anything like it
back
at
in the day,
time.
The animations.
Wolfenstein
of everyone,
was the only.
But I hadn't played Wolfenstein up until
oh,
that point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The animations and like the way that the guys die when you kill them,
mm-hmm.
that was like, it's tough to say nowadays. But that was like top of the line.
Oh,
like,
yeah. 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 All yeah. the guts hanging
absolutely.
Out of
you were
them
like,
shit.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
This is fucking great.
Yes.
And when you're a little boy, it still holds up.
Well, you're playing what? Genesis Super Nintendo at that time.
It was amazing to have the quick scrolling
yep.
and like the variety.
It felt like you were in the world.
The corridors.
Yeah.
It's just.
The sound effects in that game.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Or
the screaming, Roy. Do the screaming.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Just the sound of a door opening.
And not knowing what the fuck's behind that
I swear, I'm going to hook something up and do something to this door here so whenever anyone walks in, it makes that sound.
My favorite
I'm
thing
rig it.
Is in the dark, you hear the bad guys in the background going,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
I hate
yeah.
the
yeah.
big
yes.
I hate when you can't great. See anything, though. That's scary as shit.
I freaking yep. love that shit.
You have to shoot and see the yeah. gun yeah. flare to see what's in the freaking yeah. room.
So Doom 2.
Or the shadows. They're like kind of in the, you can kind of see them in the shadows.
Yeah, a little
yes.
invisible.
Yeah,
it's
right,
creepy.
Right. It's
yeah,
very
yeah,
creepy.
Yeah.
When they sneak up on
and
you,
it
you don't
still
realize
works,
they're there.
Man. It still does. Works. I was playing it this week. I'm like, that's fucking weird.
Sometimes they go.
The worst is when like a wall opens up from nowhere and 10 of them come flooding out of
yeah.
it. It's like, motherfucker, what switch did I hit?
Yeah, you hear that screeching?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of innovative design, not just like in the maps, but like how they give the illusion of 3D and
right.
depth.
Yes.
Like, because mm-hmm. the game is not 3D.
No.
That's why you can't aim up or down on,
yes.
on like a Y axis. It, you know, a guy could be like on a second story to you, like visually,
yeah.
and you just shoot straight and
right.
the bullets magically somehow know to go arc
right.
up.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, by the way, I love.
Yeah, I really,
yeah.
I really
yeah.
miss
yeah,
that,
for,
by
for
the way.
That, for that time,
yeah.
it just well, makes for it, that time, it was awesome. It annoys the shit out of me now.
Yeah, yeah it's just, I don't know, it makes it playable right now.
Oh,
the learning
sure.
curve is like
oh, yeah.
so easy.
Yeah.
You know?
The hardest part for me isn't the killing the things, it's trying to not die from the things while I'm trying to find the key and get the fuck
keys.
Out of there.
Right,
right.
It's like you could run right through it if you knew where the key was.
You're a little out of control with the keys. You need a blue key. No,
yeah.
you need a fucking blue
yeah.
key. I have a double barrel shotgun.
Right.
You can also explore a little bit in the level because there are power ups throughout the level.
And they even
there's
tell
armor.
You the percentage of secrets and
correct.
People
yeah.
you killed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's rare to get 100% of it.
Very
kills.
Hard.
That's cool because it's
very
so
hard.
Random where some
yeah.
of those secret rooms are. But man, when you find one and it's got all that health in there and fucking ammo, mm-hmm.
yeah.
that's gratifying.
The weapons, I think there's. You have double barrel shotgun. You have the regular gun.
You have regular.
You have
pistol,
the chainsaw. You have a rocket
chainsaw,
launcher.
Rocket launcher.
The BFG
minigun.
Big fucking gun.
Yes. What are we leaving out here?
Then there's like a plasma rifle.
The plasma rifle, which is awesome because it'll kill multiple enemies.
Yeah, fries the fuckers.
A lot of hidden doors.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The best way to find a hidden door, just strafe along the wall. Yeah, I know the game pretty well, so I don't have to do it now.
Right.
But back in the day, you would just like strafe along a wall and just spacebar.
Yeah.
But you can play with a controller, but I still play with the keypad.
Mm.
With the keyboard itself.
Well, you grew up with it.
And maybe that's why.
Do you think that's why? I've always played it with a keyboard, too.
It just feels like it flows.
Well, the first two. Absolutely.
Yeah. And plus, all the weapons are right there. You're not cycling through. You're not going, like, you know, double barrel.
Next, chain gun.
Right, right. You're just hitting, you know.
Hit the hockey one, hockey, two.
Yeah, right. You're one, just going two, right through.
Seven or eight.
Yeah. I would prefer to run with WASD than the arrow keys. It's mapped to the arrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I would rather shoot with the right hand.
Well, you can change that DOS box.
Can you? I was going to say, because I couldn't find a place to change it in the actual game menu.
I don't believe you can.
No, I would really. That WASD is really.
You can change it in DOSBox, or you can use another program like Joy2Key.
Okay.
And you can map anything from a keyboard onto like a controller. So I wouldn't do it for Doom, but you could, in theory. You could map like up to the up on a controller through Joy2Key. Right. It's a nice program. It's handy for like games that don't have controller support, or they'll have one controller support and one will be a keyboard, like the Chaos Engine, which is called Soldiers of Fortune in America. That game only has one controller and one keyboard, and you can map the keyboard to be a second controller through Joy2Key.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to you.
Back to Doom. Back in the day, we knew how to cheat on this game pretty much right away. And I'm not really sure where the hell we got these codes.
I'm not
like
sure.
ID Clip.
They were out there, man.
ID God, ID KFA.
Everybody had this game. At school, you could find the
game experience better, in my opinion.
I agree.
They thought that, hey, kids would really like to play this with cheats.
I don't think
all the way to the end.
Did we always play with cheats? I think we might have.
Always. Because
it's better.
But where did we get the
it's
cheats? Because that was on the cusp of the... That was when the internet first started. So were we getting these cheats off the internet?
That was like the beginning of Hamster Dance.
Seriously.
Because I don't know. I don't know what the easiest mode is, but it seems like there isn't enough shit to kill. So it's like, okay, I want more shit to kill, but I'm going to die too easy. So
right.
Fuck it. We'll crank up the difficulty. Put the god code on.
It is a tough game.
You really
have to master strafing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
And pot shots.
Oh yeah, definitely. The strafing's great. That's it's one of my favorite. I still do it in games. I strafe constantly, even in Call of Duty, right? Any online shooter, the whole time I'm strafing.
Because Doom's probably in your head.
Yeah, well,
it's the first thing I think in a game. It's like, can I strafe like Doom?
It's how I've learned to play third-person shooter or first-person shooters, and I still play them that way. I still strafe every goddamn kill.
Yeah, yeah.
Constantly,
no, I agree.
I'm strafing.
Wolfenstein, that was the first
3D
perspective game that I ever saw. And I actually saw that in math class in junior high.
Really? They had that game in math class?
Yeah, it was a guy, Mr. Woolcock, I think it was his name.
Wow, that is
And
that
he
is
let us
disturbing.
Play Wolfenstein 3D.
I had him.
Mr. Woolcock?
Yeah.
Doom 1 was limited. It wasn't as available. It was never sold in stores back then.
Maybe not originally. It was shareware.
Right. So Doom 2, to me, was the first Doom that I've played
Doom
and my friends played.
Doom 2 Doom 1.
Visually, it's pretty much the same. I mean,
I believe they have the same assets.
It's a little smoother. It's bigger. There's more secrets.
It's
more
definitely
rooms.
Bigger.
There's extra room, a lot more rooms.
I feel like one recycles more of the same guys. And two, just like, there's a lot of variety.
That's true.
And speaking of the variety, the bad guys actually fight themselves.
Yeah.
It's actually hysterical. When you
it's
walk
like
into
a Three Stooges episode.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they
yeah.
all just start shooting each other.
Like, hey, did you bump into me? Fuck you.
You walk into a room and they're already fighting themselves and you just back out and go, all right, I'll just walk out of
I'm
that.
The Doom guy. See you.
I found a website that a lot of the music was inspired by, you know, heavy metal and stuff like that. So I found a website that found good comparisons to some of the music, and I guess they did some work.
I think they have at least one Pantera song in that game. I thought Walk was a Doom 2 song. Like somebody took the Pantera song and then modified it just enough to make it like DOSBox glorious.
Is anybody else underwhelmed by the final boss? How it's kind of like a wall. You shoot at the wall. Like I understand, right? I understand for like the story or whatever why the wall is there, but it just kind of I don't know. It's kind of dull.
It's especially
all that,
after all the
all
cyber demons and the mastermind giant spiders and shit, like it's kind of underwhelming.
Blowing up a wall,
that.
A little underwhelming.
You know, there's a hidden boss where you go behind the wall and you can fight the head of John Carmack. The main Doom designer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, John Carmack.
Yeah.
He did it.
He screams when you shoot him.
Quake. He says something backwards.
Yeah.
Like they recorded something he used to say and they played it backwards to make it sound satanic.
I think when you get in that room, I think it's creepy as shit. Because you get in that room, you're locked in. You know what I mean? Everything's coming at you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
the final boss, yeah.
Because that's where they're all spawning
from. Yeah, they're
all
over the place.
That was the whole point to get
there.
They got
to hit the wall. They got to jump to the pillar.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, real quick. Map 9. Okay. These people found it to be the song title, Into Sandy City, Stone Temple Pilots sex type thing. Also comparable to Kiss's War Machine.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now we know.
Now I'm interested. I read this.
I mean, I can't recall the songs off the top of my head.
I can't either. Yeah. But I read this just before we did the show, so I didn't...
I'm sure
compare them to the songs.
I'm sure there's a YouTube video that shares it clearly.
Probably
the real sample, and then
it's like the Pearl Jam thing when they do the subtitles for Pearl Jam song. You ever see that?
Oh,
Yellow Lead Better. Yeah. Make me fries. Can you see Dems?
Well, Doom 2 started a revolution. Like Doom 2, it's tough to, again at this time to remember when it was new.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it was the shit.
Oh, definitely.
All the people were playing Doom. Everybody talked about Doom.
Yeah.
They talked about how violent it was, how gory it was, how action-packed it really is.
Yeah, it was Wolfenstein stepped up to another level.
Yeah.
Oh, it's much better.
And a much, much more creative and a much better premise, in my opinion.
Mm. I love the maze factor. I like the fact that it's not just about blowing shit apart.
Yeah, you're exploring.
Yeah, you have to explore and figure stuff out. You have to go, how the fuck do I get over there?
Yeah, there's definitely a puzzle element.
Yeah, there is. Because you'll see another portion of the level, and you're like, how the fuck do I get there?
Right. And then the fucking red card's glowing across there.
Right.
Like, how the fuck do I get to that red card?
Right. You have to find a switch.
Because you can't jump.
Correct.
Yeah.
You just got to run.
That's something you totally forget about in that game.
Can't jump. You have to run off ledges, or you have to hit switches to move other pillars around.
Right.
To jump off.
You can't jump. It is a weird thought. You cannot jump in that game, even though you have to.
From falling more than anything, from like supreme heights. Yeah.
You die from falling into like
the shitty water poison. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What guy do you hate the most?
Enemy wise?
Yeah, enemy wise.
The floating red brain thing or whatever.
That's pretty annoying.
Yeah, they're one of my hated.
Yeah, the big red things that float. The circles.
I don't like the cyber demons. The guys with the goo and they fling it at you.
Oh, yeah, they're cocksuckers.
They're annoying.
The revenants, the giant skeletons that have like fire and missiles on their shoulder, they're fucking bad.
Well, they come out of nowhere, too.
They're tough.
They do so much damage. That's the problem with them.
They are bastards.
This game blew anything away that we actually played. We would play this game for hours and we would have no problem playing Super Nintendo or Genesis right after. There was something like different about Doom. Like, you didn't compare it to anything else you played. You didn't play that and go, well, my home console, shit.
No,
Doom was like its own
games.
Yeah, it was like its own thing.
Yeah, there were certain things you could do on the PC that just weren't anywhere near possible on console.
Right.
I don't remember many games like Doom or
that's what I'm saying.
2 on the PC.
It was such its own thing.
Duke Nukem was a lot like it.
Yeah.
But there weren't many games.
I always felt like Duke Nukem was a bit of a knockoff. It wasn't... I never felt like...
That had to come out a little later. That was way more creative.
The mechanics are the same, but it's not the same premise.
It doesn't seem as solid.
It's like a hallway open world. Yeah. It's open...
It's not as good. I mean, Doom got it right.
Well, no. Doom, yeah. Doom
got
Doom's
it right.
Better.
And things were emulating Doom, like Hexen and Heretic. And I think this... I mean, there's probably a ton of clones. I just don't know.
Oh, there's tons. There was a lot of shitty clones on 16-bit
systems.
I'm sure
most of them are shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of ports, too, that were just... They're just god-awful.
Yeah, you can't. They
the
watered
Super
down
Nintendo.
The violence.
Super Nintendo.
The Super Nintendo was
were
such
slower,
trash.
Yeah, they make the window small.
It was just like... Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, the visuals are just unintelligible. Like, they're just so blocky. Terrible. Bad scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
Rory and I used to play this game. I think we talked about it before on one of the shows. We would listen to White Zombie, and shit like that. And just
we would play a buddy
murder.
System.
Oh yeah,
I would be the co-pilot. So like Ryan would do the steering, and I would do the gun.
Yeah, we were younger. I mean, we would sit there on the same keyboard and play the game at the same time.
So, what do you think?
I would play this game every week. If I could.
I'll collect it.
Yeah, absolutely. I would collect this game.
It's yep. tough to play without. Collect.
Well, I guess because it's not. You can't. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it has been ported, and like, there's a. I have what's on my PS3. It's called Doom Classics Complete. It's all Doom 1 mm-hmm. and Doom 2 and a bunch of expansions.
Right.
So you could play it on like a more modern operating system, but you're not really able to play Doom right, Doom 2 right. itself without DOSBox, really.
Yeah, there's no way to get the original one won't work in any way.
No.
Well, I mean, you could still have like a DOS computer, but nobody does.
If you're a purist,
so you have to emulate it. I guess you have to. Yeah,
you would have to use DOSBox
unless you want like a little compact Presaria from 1995.
But it's worth it.
But for the sake of a rating system, I would collect it.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite games.
Absolutely. It's more than just a landmark game. It's still a great game.
And it holds, holds up.
It definitely holds up.
Mm-hmm. Are we doing the number system?
No.
Is it out of five? Fuck it.
A fucking million, asshole.
Million out of five.
Million out of five. Give me a sandwich.
All right. Let's close this one out, guys. Doom is fucking awesome.
Doom is awesome.
You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This. On Twitter, at Emulate This, and email us at emulatethis@outlook.com.
We're not.
Kill a fucking cyber demon. Woo!